Hello friends, this is Vandana, Department of Computer Applications, SFA College, Sivakasi. Now I'm going to teach you a topic on Unix, and the topic is Inter-Process Communication in Unix, that is IPC in Unix. Okay, first see what is process. Process is nothing but a program which is in execution state, that is ready to execute state. It is called process. In that, IPC means inter-process communication, that is communication between process or exchanging information between process in the system. IPC is a mechanism provided by the kernel to allow processes to communicate with each other, that is it allows the exchange of data between processes. We are going to discuss five types of IPC: pipes, FIFO, shared memory, message queue, semaphore. For all the IPCs, the header file sys/ipc.h should be added. First, we are going to see IPC using pipes. Pipes are used for unidirectional communication of related process only. The main thing we have to note here is the limitation of the data to be passed. Yes, the capacity of data to be sent through pipes are limited. As like standard communication, the output of one pipe can be given as the input of another pipe. It is not necessary to free them after the process has been finished. Then question arises here, do we need to create pipes for child process separately? The answer is, the child process will automatically inherit it. The process of sending and receiving data are done in a linear fashion. The pipes can be either blocked or unblocked. You may now have a question. What should we do if we already need to communicate with unrelated process? Obviously, the solution to this problem is given by means of named pipes, nothing but FIFO. In FIFO, the communication can be done between unrelated process. Moreover, it can be bidirectional as well. One more difference between pipes and named pipes is that the capacity of data, that is the amount of data flow through a pipes during execution. Next, we are going to learn shared memory. As the name implies, the same area of the physical memory is shared by one or more processes. This memory segment is mapped into virtual memory spaces. In shared memory, two or more processes can access the same memory segment. Let us consider a scenario. There are three processes, P1, P2 and P3. Processes P1 and P2 are accessing the segment in read mode and P3 in write mode. If P3 makes any changes to the data, then it is automatically updated for the process P1 and P2 also. Then who would synchronize the process? Kernel does not take the job of synchronizing. User himself have to synchronize them. The better solution is to use semaphore. It is the efficient way to manage the accessing of resources. Here we mean the process as resources, that is which process has to get the segment. The disadvantage of shared memory is it does not benefit from the protection that the operating system normally provides. Then what is the advantage of using shared memory? Yes, of course, it has its own advantage, which differentiates it from other forms of IPC. It is that shared memory provides fastest mechanism of communication than the others. The process can read or write without using any system call. The next IPC mechanism is message queue. The message queue also provides the way for unrelated processes to communicate with each other, like FIFO. Comparing with the other mechanisms, this provides the easiest way of communication than others. Instead of sending data one by one, it sends block of data. This is the difference between pipes and message queue. The difference between message queue and named pipes is that the messages in queue can be prioritized which cannot be done in the later. As message queues are attached with the kernel, whenever a message is sent or received, it has to visit the kernel, which makes the communication slow. Because of this, the communication process is little bit slower than the shared memory. As it is a queue, what about the capacity of data? Exactly, we have to concentrate this point too. The capacity of message queue is limited as like pipes. Next to this, does user have to know the current process working in the program? But unfortunately, message queue fails to know which is the current process. Then you may ask, what is the real advantage of message queue? It avoids the problem of blocking and synchronization in named pipes by sending messages. The next IPC mechanism is semaphore. Usually in multi-user system, there is a problem to have an exclusive access over the shared resources. Semaphores can be used for these situations. Semaphore is a counter variable which provides the exclusive access to the shared resources for multiple processes. To get the shared resource, the process has to do the following. First, you have to test the semaphore value, which controls the shared resource. If the value is positive, the process can make use of the resource. In this, the semaphore value is decremented by 1 to indicate that 1 unit of resource is used. If the value is 0, the process goes to sleep. It wakes up only if the semaphore value becomes greater than 0. The semaphore value will be incremented when the process using the resource releases it. These are the things about the IPC Unix. Once again, as a summary, pipes are used to perform communication between related process. FIFO is used to perform communication between unrelated process. Shared memory is used to make the process to share a given region of memory to perform communication. And the message queue is used to send a block of data between process. And lastly, semaphore is used to provide synchronization between processes during communication. Thank you.